We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
How are the Braves doing? It is. Unfortunately, the Cardinals are doing too well. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Choreographer Peter Hoffman, Key Grip Connor Green. They on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Wednesday schmooze, right up until Sal Licata. And Sal, coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City.
I think the familiarity helps. 4 days, 5 days, whatever it was later, you know, some of those same pitches maybe replayed a little bit, and we were able to have some quality ABs and hit some balls hard.
On behalf of the staff, I want to extend congratulations, felicitations, good wishes, and more good wishes.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
2-2 pitch. Launch toward left. Back at it is Brantley. He looks up. It's 1-0 Rays.
You know, honestly, I need those infield singles to be caught. When you don't have it, you need the balls that are put in play on the ground to go your way.
Swing and a line drive down the right field line. That's going to get down and go all the way to the wall. Garcia scores. Here's Darno to third. He's going to be waved home. 3-0 Rays.
Altuve to third is being waved. Adames with a relay. Here's the throw. Darno's got it. He is out at home plate.
Took a little bit away from us that we weren't able to get a run across. We were having a hard time offensively, so it would have been nice to score there. When you get thrown out by a fraction of an inch, you know, it's tough.
Pretty quickly realized that control just wasn't where I would like with the fastball, and then the slider was just kind of spinning all night, really.
Here's a high drive, deep in the air, left center field. Brantley turns and looks. It's gone! Home run! And the Rays have a 4-0 lead.
He threw the ball hard. I think his location was, you know, a little spotty, but playoff baseball, so I think they deserve some credit.
Your dreams come.
Is there just one more gift you wish you could find at the last minute?
Jiminy Cricket, one of my favorite recording artists. When you wish, number one, especially when you wish number one, if you're a Yankee fan, Verlander on short rest. Verlander hit hard. Verlander exits on the early side, automatically altering the Houston Astro rotation. When you wish upon a star, number two, Tampa wins the game, forcing a game five, forcing Cole to work a game five instead of a game one Saturday in Houston against the New York Yankees. When you wish, number three, Tampa wins the game five, forcing game one Saturday in New York City in the Bronx against a competitive, against a very inferior Tampa team. And the superior, well, that's the New York Yankees, and they would be, don't you think, as well-rested as can be and anxious to get out there on the field. When you wish upon a star, number four, if indeed the favored Astros win their game five, game one in Houston has Zach Greinke working in game one with the rest of the team, having little time to celebrate a game five win, dry themselves off in both the champagne and the following shower, get dressed, get home, have a bite to eat. Oh yeah, get some sleep, wake up, get to Minute Maid with only a minute to spare before getting to their lockers, getting into their uniforms. Forget the batting practice, the infield and outfield drills, get back into the dugout, and then come out one by one for introductions before a game one with a Yankee team ready to take on a Houston team barely able to catch their breath, let alone long drive sure to be given up by Zach Greinke, who fears not just the bright lights of serious October baseball, but any light fixture that carries 100 watts or more. When you wish, as a Yankee fan, number five, when you wish is having to face a game one starter in game two and a game two starter in game three, wishing that they will be as out of sync and out of sorts as the Astros are right now, having to go the distance with Tampa Bay in a game five. So let me ask, here we are, I'm looking at the clock at 6:35, 54, 55, 56 seconds on a Wednesday evening. What is taking the New York Metropolitans so long? Have they hired a manager yet? Listen, why not wait? They need to wait. And how long are they going to wait? Maybe they're waiting for Godot. Here's a few names you don't want to be reading about. The Metropolitans interviewing Brian Lord, nor the Metropolitans interviewing Michael Orvitz, or the Metropolitans are about to be interviewing Ronald Mayer. These three happen to be former co-workers of Brody at CAA. They're sports agents. Raise your hand if you think Brody outside the box might hire one of these sports agents to be the new manager of the Metropolitans. All right, let's be real here. Again, what are the Metropolitans waiting for? Now, we do hear, thanks to Joel Sherman, that they're interviewing Mike Bell. Look out for the excitement there. That they'll soon be talking to Carlos Beltran. Whoa, look out. And yes, this is a name you want to hear them talking to, Joe Girardi. Now, I know, you know, everybody knows that fans of the People's team want as their number one guy, because you hear from the radio on both sides of the microphone, right here on WFAN in New York City. You hear from most fans of the People's team that they want as their number one guy, Joe Girardi. And no surprise, Girardi would love to stay where he and his family live. And you know where that is? Of course you do. New York City.
I do believe at this stage of the game that Joe Girardi is without question the right man for the job, and I look forward to working with him and watching his abilities unravel over the course of the next 3 years and hopefully longer.
I had the pleasure of doing it as a player from 96 to 99, the four greatest years of my career as a baseball player. I had a chance to do it as a coach in 2005. And learned so much and enjoyed my time. I broadcast here. This is the place to be. For the Girardis, this feels like home.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Cano fields, throws to first, in time. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win.
New York Yankees have reached the pinnacle of the baseball world after winning 103 games.
It's an unbelievable feeling, and I'm so proud of all the guys in that room. And you know, we talked about doing this for the boss. He deserves this, and what his family did, the job that Brian Cashman and his staff and all our scouts, it's an unbelievable feeling.
And again, the 0-2 is inside, and it hit him. It must have brushed his shirt. He didn't know he got hit. He was pointed to first base.
I take responsibility for everything, and I feel horrible about it. You know, does it change the complexion of the game? Yeah, it sure could have. Do we know that for sure? No. But I've always taken responsibilities for loss, and I take them hard, too.
Strike three is called. Ball game over. American League Division Series over. Yankees win.
Just a ton of fight in this club, and you know, it's a great mixture of youth and veteran players that are leading the way, and it's hard to believe because we just beat a really, really good team.
Ball game over. American League Championship Series over. And Houston wins.
I really believed in this club. I've always believed in this organization, the job the Steinbrenner family has done, Cashman and his staff. And, you know, it's where we wanted to be.
And that production piece was originally heard right after he and the New York Yankees parted ways. And we certainly know that he wants to manage. And then you want to hear from this, because before you get all lathered up and excited with the fact that he would love to stay right here in New York City and manage the Metropolitans, of course the issue is, would they pay him what he feels he's worth? However, in the meantime, and it's in the meantime that you could be a little bit concerned, and of course I'm addressing Metropolitan fans who want to see Joe Girardi be the manager. He was reportedly interviewed today by the Cubs. And when you hear reportedly, that's okay, since if you're a Metropolitan fan wanting Joe Girardi to manage Metropolitans, you don't want to hear he's been hired, according to reports. You don't worry with reportedly being interviewed. You would worry more with reports that he's been hired someplace else. Now, yesterday, reports had it, and you certainly know from yesterday, that Sam Darnold has been cleared to play. And yesterday, his spleen was listed as questionable. Today, the spleen has been upgraded to probable. And you know, and I know, and everybody knows that if this doesn't work out, if God forbid he gets himself hurt, even with all the padding he's going to have around the midsection, doing everything imaginable, everything possible to protect that spleen, if God forbid he gets hurt, it is on Adam Gase. Because a lot of us who think we're like doctors, what is it? On the safe side, on the cautionary side, on the yellow flag side, he probably should be on the outside looking in for an indefinite amount of time. It just seems that with the issue being what it was and has been and is, that probably more time on the outside looking in is necessary, but Adam Gase has been wanting and biting at the bit for him to start, and so he will. Meanwhile, Shepard and Barkley, you probably know this, at this point in time, Shepard and Barkley for the New York Football Giants ruled out for the Giants tomorrow night. So just what the Giants need against the Brady Bunch, of course, two key offensive players not playing. This means you don't think of the Giants winning the game. See, we would better now we think of development. See, you can't think about the New York Football Giants winning against New England. That's out of the question, especially with Shepard and Barkley already not being able to suit up, not being able to play. So you don't even think in terms of the Giants winning the game. Better to be thinking more development of Daniel Jones. And so we can change the narrative from being blown out to changing the culture from old school quarterback to new school quarterback. So that's it. And right now it is 13. Atlanta's coming back. It's 13-1. See, the bad news is the Cardinals are going to win this game. The good news is the Braves are going to lose it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.